Hello, everyone. We are up to Siman Kuf Aleph.
The father, of course.
Siman Kuf Aleph, see Beis. We're talking about over here, Shasarach Lechavim B'chol Brachos, and we're getting into other things over here today. Says the Mechaber, Lo Yitpal B'libo Levad. One should not daven with his heart alone, even though we know by Tfilas Chana. And say for Shmuel, Tfilas Chana, we know that her lips were moving, but it sounds like the voice is not coming out. And therefore, Eli HaKohen thought was that she was drunk, the whole story that we all know about, and therefore we learn we do not daven out loud. Nevertheless, we see over here, one is not supposed to only daven with his lave. He's actually got a mechatech the words. Ela mechatech advarim b'svasov, he has to pronounce the words with his... One is supposed to make the ears hear the words, meaning that you're not supposed to daven too loud that other people are going to hear. If you, we'll get to that in just one minute. You're not supposed to daven with your lave. You're supposed to be pronouncing the words with your lips, but still your ears are going to hear what you're saying. Below yashmia kolo, not to be mashmia kolo too loud. Okay, there are two reasons for this. You're not mashmia kolo too loud. Number one, the obvious reason is because you're going to bother the person next to you. If you're davening too loudly, you're going to mafria the person next to you. You're not allowed to bother people in daven. Further than that, based on the Zohar, there are other reasons also, based on the Chorah, the Tfilas Chana, and things like this. One is not supposed to be mashmia his kol just in and of itself. And therefore, the nafkan is going to be, we'll soon see, if one is davening by himself, if one is going to be mashmia kol, one is not going to be bothering other people. So let's say, fight. Says the Mechaber, if one cannot have kavanah belachash, we saw this already inside yesterday. You're allowed to pronounce the words out loud. That's only talking about when you're davening by yourself, because you're not going to bother other people. But by tzibur, it is also to daven out loud all the time. You're going to be matrid and tzibur, you're going to bother other people. Says the Ramah. Just adds in, if you're going to just teach your children, that it's going to be mutter to be mashmia kolo. So even though it sounds like that in your house you can really do whatever you want to daven completely out loud, that would be totally fine. Look inside, Mishnah Berurah Sekon Nei. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sekon Nei mashmia. There are those who write that. Brought down the Bedek HaBeis for the Beis Yosef, that even according to the Zohar, even if you're in the privacy of your own home, you should still not daven out loud. Okay? It's al pikabol not to daven out loud bichlal. However, it does say the Mishnah Berurah in the Henshach of a Magen Avram, Katav, Shein Raya Miyazor, the Magen Avram says there's no Raya from the Zohar. V'chein Katav Biragra, the Gra and the Magen Avram learned the Zohar differently than the Beis Yosef. De'af Taz HaZohar, Kua Shulchan Aruch. Even the Zohar would agree with the Shulchan Aruch. Lechin Katav Shara Achroim, Shetov Yotu Lechatchila Shashmiya La'oznov. According to the Pash of the Zohar, the way that the Bedek Abayas understands it, you're not even supposed to be Mashmiya La'oznov. You're not even allowed, your ears shouldn't even hear the words. You should say the words with your lips, but not to hear the words. The Magen Avram and the Gra hold no. That even according to the Zohar, they hold like the Shulchan Aruch over here, that to be Mashmiya La'ozno is for sure going to be put. Bidiyevit, if you said the words with your lips, but you were not Mashmiya La'ozno, you're still going to be Yotza Yerushmanaseh. Since you had the words come off your lips, it's still going to be good. What if you don't even have the words say it with your lips? You don't pronounce the words with your lips. You only say it in your mind. It all says the Beralacha over here. Thira Masla Belibo. If one davens in only his heart, mitzadin ha-magen avram, delo yatz. We saw this beralacha earlier on, and I believe Siman Sadi Ches, we saw this beralacha because over there it talks about a cholo who cannot pronounce the words. He's too sick, whatever, he has his surgery on his jaw. He cannot even move his lips at all. Okay, we saw over there that he's supposed to be mitzal belibo. So we said over there, dance of the stira. It's not such a stira. Over there, when it's Iyash Shara Acheret, so we're somach on the fact that you should just think the words to yourself, but when one is able to, he has to pronounce the words of the lips. You must move the words, you must move your lips when you're davening Shmoneser to say the words, and if not, according to the Beralacha, you are not Yotzei Shmoneser. Because a certain Sveikas, the Pesukei Teshuvos brings down, you wouldn't repeat your Shmoneser, it would be Bidiyevit, somach on the other person, but one has to move his lips when davening his Shmoneser. Okay, fine. The Magen Avraham and Siman Kuf Yudalit Siv Beis writes that the shamash, whoever is achraya in the minyan, you'll see this sometimes, even though you're not speaking about shamash, miyakolo, if the person is doing it in order to mask the tzibur, yalaviyavo, kolo yalaviyavo, or alnisim, whatever it might be at the time of that year, that would be mutter to do, even though one is not supposed to be davening out loud. Now we went to where Shlomo Zalman just points out that it should just be the shamash, whoever is achraya in the minyan. You shouldn't have 10 people shouting out, yalaviyavo, alnisim, okay, that's mafri, everyone in the shmon esrei, one person's enough to mask the tzibur to go ahead and do that. Fine? Now, what if someone is davening out loud Shmoneh Esrei? Someone's davening out loud Shmoneh Esrei, you answer Amen to his brachos. Let's say you're sitting next to the person and he's mashmiyas kol. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, since he's doing shalot min adin, he's not doing the correct thing, he's davening out loud, he's not so davening, you don't even answer Amen to his bracha. You don't answer Amen to his bracha because he's not doing the correct thing. Shlomo Zalman says a very similar thing. He says, even though when the Shliach Tzibur says, when he say Yalav Yavo, in the middle of the three brachas that we say in the middle of Yalav Yavo, the Tzibur answers Amin to, that's by a chazm. By Birkas Amazon, you don't answer Amin to those brachas. It's not supposed to be said out loud. It's supposed to be said quietly, each person to himself, and therefore you would not answer Amin to those things either. Okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkatan Zayin, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Zayin, the bottom of the page, Vafilo B'Psuka Dezirma, even by P'suka Dezirma, Tov Shalola Harin Kol, it's better not to be Mashmiya called, better not to say it too loud. I forgot to mention the stark words of the Mishnah Berurah. Someone who davens out loud. Look inside over here. In Sifkat Vav. Start with Sifkat Vav. It says over here. Dichtib et tefilas chana. Raksa says, no, spite tefilas chana. It says, only your lips move it. Kol lo yishamea. And her voice was not heard by others. V'chol mashmiya kolo b'tfilaso. Anyone who davens too loudly, harezi mekatne amona, he has very little amuna. Ki'ilu ein ma'amin shakadosh baruch hu shomea tefilah b'lachash. It's ki'ilu he's saying, I don't believe that a kadosh baruch hu is able to hear tefilas b'lachash. V'chol magbiya kolo b'tfilaso, harezi minaviyah sheker. Someone who davens too loudly, he's like the Nevi'ah Sheker. Why? She had darkenly tzok b'kol avodah zarah shalahem. The Nevi'ah Sheker used to scream out loud to the avodah zarah shalahem, and therefore you're acting like them. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and Shifayim b'Birke Yosef Chayodam, Dilechatchila tzarech lipal b'lachash, kol kach, shachavero amid v'samach lo lo yelecho lishmoa. Very important than not to bother the other person, once again, not to bother the other person next to you. Okay, and therefore, in the tzibur, you have to be extra careful not to daven out loud. In your house, lemaisa, we said before, in your house, so it depends. If that's going to help your kavana, then we say that you're allowed to daven out loud if it's going to help your kavana. If it's not going to help your kavana, then better to be so, then be to go like the Zohar, who holds even in the privacy of your own home, not to go ahead and not. Back to Siv Zayin, Sikon Zayin. Afilu b'suk b'zir davar lor in the hakol ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomea b'lachash HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here's our tefilos. Even b'lachash, lo kol tamam b'yad kolo yotur mendai. Once again, Chavetz Chaim Ma'avaz, we recognize that there are certain people in Shul not doing like this, and they used to daven out loud. Umiyu. The Shabbos should know Agin Shechad Omer Pesukin Dezirma B'Kol Ram Shaper Dami. And Shabbos, he mentions over here, even if one person is knowing to say Pesukin Dezirma Alad, certainly none of that one person saying Pesukin Dezirma Alad, I guess they'll know the pace and stuff like that, that would be fine to do. Okay? And then Sivkat and Ches, he says over here, Ataz Kotav, Davim Yochel Lechavim B'Lachash, even if one, to have Kavana, when he's davening quietly, have a local Kach Kemo B'Kol. But it would be better if you would daven out loud. He's talking about over here in the privacy of his own home, obviously. If it's in Sibur, he can never daven out loud. Mikri eni yachol l'chavi. That means it's like he cannot have good kavana. The yachol yipal b'yachid b'kol. And then he could daven b'yachid b'kol if he's going to have more kavana. Not he's not going to go from zero kavana to kavana, but he's going to go to a little bit more kavana. He could daven out loudly also. Because of the Zohar and other things, says better not to do this, not to daven out loud. Let's just finish off with here Siv Gimel, and that connects to what we're saying. Yesh Omri, Sheba Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Motel Hashmiya Kolam Et Filav Filav Et Tzibur. Some say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is differently that everyone could go ahead and daven out loud. Filav Et Tzibur, V'chei Noagin, says the Ramah. U'mikom Makom Yizar Shalag, Bia Kolam Yotir Midai, but not to do it too loudly. So at the end of the day, even though the reason why Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is different that everyone has a machzer, everyone has able to look inside. So they're not going to be mababel themselves. Like the Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Sivkatan Yud Aleph, Lor Kavana Lemitcha Tzibur Lo Chashina, we're not a word right that you're going to be bothering the Tzibur. Kevin Shesidurim Achzorim Biyodam, because they have a sitter or a master in their hands. V'ayim B'magin Avram, what?
Why
Very. What about the Zohar? So Vayim Magen Avraham Dematzid Yoter Tov Liipal Belachas Shem Yochel Lechavein. If you can have Kavana, even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, better to die quietly. V'chein Katav Harba Achronim. Where did the Magen Avraham come? Exactly. The Rosh Yeshiva just pointed out because of the Zohar. Since the Zohar holds independently of the reason that we have of bothering your friend, there's another reason to daven quietly at all times. Therefore, the Magen Avraham brings that even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, better. If you can have Kavana, better to daven quietly over there. And Moreno Rabbeinu Nevin Saul points out that is the minhag. One should not daven out loud, even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Because at the end of the day, even though we have machzorim and stuff like that, Moreno Rabbeinu Nevin Saul said nowadays, it still bothers other people, and because of the Zohar, therefore better not to get involved with this. Ad kan for today.